Texte numéro 2. A prison with humanity. Holden Prison smells of freshly brewed coffee in the workshop areas, in the games rooms, and in the communal apartment-style areas, where prisoners live together in groups of 8. Coffee makes you hungry, so in the afternoon, the guards on Unit A, a separated wing where sex offenders are held for their own protection, bring inmates waffles and jam, which guards and inmates sit down and eat together. Another remarkable thing is how quiet the prison is. There isn't any of the enraged, persistent banging of doors you hear in British prisons, not least because the prisoners are not locked up during much of the day. The governor, Mr. Hodgell, looks surprised when asked about figures for prison attacks on guards or prisoner-on-prisoner assaults. He says there isn't much violence here, and he can't remember the last time there was a fight. Holden is one of Norway's highest security jails, holding rapists, murderers and paedophiles. Since it opened 2 years ago, at a cost of $217 million, it has acquired a reputation as the world's most humane prison. It is the flagship of the Norwegian justice system, where the focus is on rehabilitation rather than punishment. Holden has attracted attention globally for its design and its relative splendour. Set in a forest, the prison blocks are a model of minimalist chic. At times, the environment feels more Scandinavian boutique hotel than Class A prison. Every Holden cell has a flat-screen television, its own toilet with a door, a shower which comes with large, soft, white towels. All cells have cupboards and desks and huge, unbarred windows. There was much focus on the design, Hodgell says. We wanted it to be light and positive. Obviously, the hotel comparison is a stupid one, since the problem with being in prison is that you cannot leave. Even if this prison compound has more in common with a modern, rural university campus, the key point about it is that hidden behind the trees is a thick, tall, concrete wall, impossible to scale. Given the constraints of needing to keep 245 high-risk people incarcerated, creating an environment that was as unprison-like as possible was a priority. The architecture is not like other prisons, Hodgell says. We felt it shouldn't look like a prison. We wanted to create normality. If you can't see the wall, this could be anything, anywhere. Life behind the walls should be as much like life outside the walls as possible. This principle is governed by a key feature of the Norwegian sentencing system. No life sentences and a maximum term of 21 years. Everyone imprisoned inside Norwegian prisons will be released. Maybe not Breivik, but everyone else will go back to society. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, June 2012.